call it a theme, perhaps, in the headlines this morning. 70,000 people marched in Iraq today, demanding that the U.S. actually leave Iraq at the time of the December 31st sort of called for deadline, even though the Iraqi government has asked for U.S. troops to stay there. There's a similar call in Pakistan following the U.S.-led secret raid in Pakistan to find and kill Osama bin Laden. Pakistani government has asked the United States to reduce its much, much smaller military presence in that country. Joining us now is the BBC reporter in Islamabad, Aleem Maqbool. Aleem, good morning. And how many troops are in Pakistan? And what is the sort of symbolic significance of this call for a reduction?
Well, as you say, a relatively very small number. They're estimated to be about 200 American troops here, mainly involved in training of the Pakistani forces. But yes, we've heard that there will be a reduction. There has been, I have to say, a great deal of anti-Americanism since the beginning of this month when Osama bin Laden was killed. And actually, a lot of the debate in this country has not been about why Osama bin Laden was here, why the Pakistani forces didn't know about it. It's mainly been around how did the Americans carry out this attack on Pakistani soil. A lot of people say they feel like it's breached their sovereignty. So the government here has come under a lot of pressure to do something about that, to show that they are serious about ending some of the American influence over here. And I think that's what this is all about. And it will help the Pakistani government when they look at their domestic audience for them to be able to say, you see, we've been able to get some of those troops to leave here.
Live from Islamabad, that's Aleem Maqbool, a BBC reporter. Aleem, let's listen to Imran Khan, who's an opposition politician, raising what appears to be a real identity crisis in Pakistani politics right now.
It's because we are perceived as American hired gun. We are being paid. I have never seen such anti-Americanism in Pakistan as now. Why? If they were our ally, we should be friends. Because the majority of the people feel that we are being used in someone else's war and we are being destroyed by it.
Now, is this debate and that sentiment deeply felt inside Pakistan on the streets every day as you can see it?
You know, it does seem to be. I mean, we are in a stage where actually Pakistan is heavily reliant on America for military aid and civilian aid as well. And yet when you ask people, they say they don't want it. People on the street a lot of the times, so, whether rightly or wrongly, feel that somehow it's not the extremists that have brought the problems on Pakistan, but somehow allying itself with America has brought the extremists here. And so there is this feeling, and Imran Khan is one of the people who's leading a campaign to end the acceptance of aid over here in Pakistan and end cooperation with America as well. But, you know, there are massive problems. I mean, how do you deal on your own with tens of thousands of militants here? And how do you turn around the economy of this country so it's not so dependent on aid? That's something he doesn't quite have all of the answers to.
In Iraq, of course, the idea is if the U.S. leaves, it would fuel instability. The political argument in Pakistan is that if the U.S. leaves, it would lead to political stability in Pakistan.
Look, from some quarters, from people like Imran Khan, who is saying it is the cause of the problems, what he is saying is let this be a sovereign country and the solution ultimately has to come from Pakistan. But there are many, many outside observers who are dubious about that strategy.
All right, Aleem Maqbool, BBC reporter in Islamabad, reacting to the Pakistani government's call for a reduction in the U.S., the small U.S. military presence inside Pakistan. Thank you, Aleem.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.